produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
If you're physically able, if you would stand to your feet right now. Would you just raise your hands one more time toward heaven? And listen now, let's just begin to worship Him all over this building in the overflow. We're going to pray for every one of you that desire prayer tonight. The same anointing in here is flowing into that room right now. Let's just begin to worship Him now. Just for a few moments, let's entertain His presence. Let's worship Him right now. Just give Him glory. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Tell Him in your own way how much you love Him. Tell Him in your own way what He means to you. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. Precious Jesus. I sing praises to Your name, sing it with me. Oh Lord, praises to Your name. Oh Lord, for Your name is great and great to be. Sing praises to Your name. There's no other name like Your name. I love Your name, oh Lord. For Your name is so great and worthy to lift those hands and sing it again right now.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. This is your Awesomely Amazing hostess, Desira, and in case no one has told you today, you are awesomely amazing, and don't forget it. So this evening, I have the pleasure of having Naomi Washington Yates joining me this evening, and we're going to talk about her book, Side Chick. I am so happy to have you here this evening, Naomi. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be here with us this evening. I know we had some difficulties in the past trying to just get to this place to even have our interview, but I just want to thank you for making yourself available this evening. So welcome to Awesomely Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Zara. Thank you for having me and for giving me the opportunity to be on the radio with you and to discuss my book. It's my honor. I am honored to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Naomi, I met you a couple months ago back in March at a March Madness book fair, And I remember coming up to your table and seeing your book, Side Chick, and I actually thought it was urban fiction. And you were telling me, well, it's not what you think, but I thought it was urban fiction, which I'm cool with because I read across different genres. And the book cover is a real catchy book cover that looked like it could possibly be urban fiction. But tell us a little bit about how you came up with the title. And then kind of we'll kind of go into why you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. But let's just go back a little bit and talk about the title, how you came up with the title Side Chick.
Okay. The cover and the name Side Chick. As Christians, how I came up with this was as Christians, we're supposed to draw men and God is going to do the saving, right? Well,
yes.
Everybody in the church and everything is supposed to be saved already. So what my mission was to tap into the unsaved. So when they look at the book and they look at the name Side Chick, then what's going to happen is they're going to pick it up and they're going to read it, not knowing that this book is packed with spiritual undertones, prayers and different things like that, and showing the consequence of doing your own thing as a side chick or being disobedient to the word of God, and showing us how God's hand covers us as we're in our mess, but we also have consequences to face by being disobedient. So
yes, I like that.
The naming of the book, the covering of the book, and everything. And I felt like sometimes when the book first came out, I felt like I always had to give a disclaimer or something like that about the book. Then I thought to myself, I said, no, I'm not going to give no more disclaimers. It is what it is. You know, once they pick it up and they read it, then they'll see it for themselves. But I have experience now. People that have saw the book and have gave me, like, the cold shoulder and different things like that. But that's all right. I forgive them. But once they read the book, it was totally different. Then they'll come back and they'll say, oh, your book was really, really good. I enjoyed it. I read it throughout, didn't put it down. I hung on every word. It was exciting from beginning to end. And so that was my purpose of getting, you know, saying Side Chick and writing a book.
I love it. And like you said, because when I was reading it, there would be times where I'm like, okay, I need to go do such and such and such. And it's always a mark of a good book, as yours is, when you can't find the perfect place to break off. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to read one more paragraph, and then I would read that one more paragraph. I'd be like, oh, no, I got to keep going. So your book was such that it was hard to find a place for me to, you know, kind of bookmark and say I'm going to come back. It just kept me wanting to read more and more and more.
Wow,
and
thank
there's
you so
messages
much.
In there because, like, I thought it was going to be an urban fiction read, which I was cool with. But when I got to reading it, I was like, man, this book is really ministering to people, you know?
That's what I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm not a side chick or anything, but I was just like, wow. It just really opened my mind to things like I hadn't even thought about. And the prayers in the book are so awesome. I don't want to give the book away, but there's some awesome prayers in there that, I mean, it was just like, I'm a school teacher, and so sometimes we give little extra nuggets when we're teaching the lesson, you know, just some little extra things that enhance the lesson. And I thought those prayers were really good nuggets in there that just really enhanced the book. And then especially sometimes, you know, when we go into prayer, sometimes you may not know what to pray, or it was just like the prayers. I was like, wow, yeah, I like this. I'm going to have to put this in my prayer life. So thank you for that.
Thank you. You are so welcome. Well, God gave it to me, and I gave it to you all just the way he gave it to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we kind of already talked about this question, what do you want readers to take away from the book? So maybe you could, you know, add a little more to that if you want to. But then I know also I want you to talk about, because we chatted earlier about Side Chick, and you dropped some knowledge on me about the first side chick that we encounter in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, sure. The first side chick that was Hagar. Hagar started the side chick. You remember back in Genesis around the 16th chapter, Hagar was the servant girl of Sarah. And because Sarah was childless and Abraham was old, Sarah gave Hagar permission to lay with Abraham to give them children. And so that's what the modern day side chick is, but back in the biblical days, a side chick was called a concubine. Did you know that? Okay. Yeah. A side chick was called a concubine. So that's what Hagar was back in the biblical days. And so now, a concubine is a modern day side chick.
Wow.
Yeah, so Hagar is the one. She's the one that started it. As far as my research was concerned, that Hagar was the one that started it. You know, and yeah, so that was really, really interesting to me when I was doing my research and writing the book. I wanted to be able to back up what I was saying and what I was trying to convey to the reader, the biblical undertone, so they know that this is God's word and this is what we're supposed to be doing and what we're not supposed to be doing.
Right.
I didn't mention Hagar in the side chick, but she will be in the next book.
Okay.
So, Just prepare yourself for that one.
Well,
And
so I was going to ask you about that, because as I was getting to the end of Side Chick, I was wondering if there was going to be a follow-up, a follow-up to this book.
Yes, it is going to be a second book that comes out. It's going to be coming out hopefully in the next month or two. I am working on the finishing touches now, and I'm excited. I am excited because if you enjoy Side Chick, you're definitely going to enjoy the next book that's coming. And I'm going to keep the title a secret for now, because I don't have a title that is concrete yet. I'm still dibbling and dabbling with the title of the book right now.
Okay, so now let me ask you this, because I know you're keeping it under wraps, but will the title be Side Chick is, it's like, boom, it catches attention. So this next book, is it going to have that same attention go-getter as the title Side Chick?
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be an eye catcher, yeah.
Yes, good.
It's going to be an eye catcher. You're going to know that you're going to have to read the first book in order to appreciate the second one. Just
okay.
Like that. Because you're not going to want to get lost or start at the second book, because you're going to be like, well, wait a minute, what is she talking about here? You know, in order to understand the second book, you're going to have the first book and have read that one already as well.
Okay. So that being said, Naomi, let's tell people where they can purchase Side Chick. So I know you said the next book is be coming out in a month or two. So for those who haven't read Side Chick, let's get them caught up So they're ready when the next one comes out. So where can they get Side Chick from?
You can purchase Side Chick on Amazon. It's in a Kindle form or a paperback. And also you can purchase Side Chick at my store at Hebrew, the number 13, the number 4, spelled out FOUR.com. And you can also purchase T-shirts and different things, hats and cups and different things. And I'm always adding other items onto the store that you might just want to look around in the store and see if you see something that you like and purchase it, as well as the book is online as well.
Okay. And then how can our listeners and readers find you on social media?
I am on Facebook, Naomi Washington Yates. I am on Instagram as Hebrew 13, the number 4, F-O-U-R. I am on Twitter, Hebrew 13, F-O-U-R. And, yeah, that's where you can find me at. Those are my social media where you can contact me at, right through there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Now, Naomi, there was one part in your book, Side Chick, that really caught my attention when I can't remember exactly what was going on, but it was kind of deep into the book. And the main character, you know, it's just kind of at a point, and I don't want to get too much, but there was a sentence that caught my attention, and it was, she was flirting with the cemetery. That sentence just really stood out. Can you say a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'll say something about that. That happened when Side Chick was trying to separate herself from the married man. And so she began to date another guy who was single. And she was dating the married man. She was still dating the married man, but according to her, it was on her terms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the quote came from, flirting with the cemetery, because you and I know that people can dirty a dish, but they definitely cannot wash it. So, So that's where that quote came from, flirting with the cemetery, because she was trying to juggle two and have things her way instead of doing it the right way and just removing herself out of the situation. She was on some type of revenge trip, and that's where that quote came from.
Yeah, and that really stood out to me, and there were so many great nuggets that stood out to me in the book.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think it really, your book really talks to people in a conversational way, and it's just like real life situation, and
right.
So, like, I know we have to love everybody and, you know, love them where they are, and even though Side Chick was doing some things that, you know, just definitely weren't right, we wouldn't approve of, I love how you gave her these human characteristics. Like, she was doing things that, you know, people would be like, oh, da, 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 da. But we still, or at least I'll speak for myself, I still felt for her as an individual. I'm like, man, girl, you got yourself in a rough patch, you know? You in a place
right.
You don't need to be. But I felt for this woman. I'm like, come on. Let's get out of this. Let's move on. You know, because I saw her pain. I felt her pain. I felt the pain that she was causing. But I felt her internal turmoil as well. And
yeah.
the way you wrote it, it was like I felt compassion for her, and I believe that's what God wants us to have for people too. Like, I mean, truth be told, like Side Chick was doing some stuff, you know, that people could be like, oh, da 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 da. But then I started looking at myself, like I'm not doing Side Chick stuff, but I done some stuff, and I'm like, man, you know, I would want somebody to have compassion for me. Like, I'm not out there doing what she's doing, but, like, okay, we ain't all perfect. And I just love the way that you wrote the book, and then I love the prayers that you put in there as well.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, Side Chick was she was not a bad person. She wasn't a bad person. She was put into a bad situation. And because she didn't have the opportunity to control her emotions, that her pain, she allowed her pain to push her into a much more painful situation. She wasn't strong enough to remove herself out of that emotionally. When she found out what she was truly into, she wasn't strong enough to pull herself out of that emotionally. She got on some revenge stuff. But I don't want to go, you know,
no,
I can talk
so
about
we're not
it.
Gonna
and,
go,
you know, I don't want to give too much away,
but
yeah, it's deep. It's deep.
And so even just staying right there without going into the plot of the book, Naomi, that's what I like about your writing. You got some things going on in this book. Like, even if a person, like, maybe you're not a side chick, you've not been a side chick or whatever, you don't have to have been a side chick or know a side chick to identify with this book. This book has some learning lessons in there. Like you're just saying, sometimes your pain can be so much, it'll cause you to act out of character because you're dealing with something and you're not equipped to deal with it. And that's why I like that you have those prayers in that book. So we're not going to spoil it for anybody, but I'm just saying, Naomi is such a wonderful person. I had the opportunity to meet you a couple months ago. I just felt like talking to you is just like talking to a friend, girl, and just reading your book is so empowering.
Yeah, we are girlfriends now. We are girlfriends. I don't know.
Yes.
We are girlfriends.
Listeners, let me tell you, you got to get this book. It is empowering. It's uplifting. You might even, I don't know if you share books with people. I stopped sharing books with people, Naomi, because what happened was sometimes people get your book that you loan out, and I don't want to say they stole my book, but I just want to say that they bonded so much with my books, and they kept them for so long, they felt like they were their books. that I don't have
and
to
never,
fall out with people. I just don't loan my books out anymore.
I hear you. They never return them. That's what it is.
Yeah, you know, and I think they keep them so long, they feel like they're theirs, and it's like, no, that's my book.
Right, absolutely.
There's some good points in Naomi's book, and I'm saying this for a reason, because as I was reading, there were things that jumped out to me, and so when things get good to me in a book, I underline. So I underlined a few things in the book because it just stuck out to me. I was like, oh, I like that. I never thought about it like that. So that's another reason why, readers, you may want to just tell people, go get your own book and not share, because you may want to go back to what you underlined or you highlighted and revisit it. And so
you're absolutely right with that, because when I read books, it depends on where you are in your life that how the book affects you, because you may be going through something and that book affects you differently versus like maybe 2 or 3 months in the future, you go back and you reread it and it'll have a different effect on you. So it's always good to have a good book that you can go back and refer to, you know, in different times in your life, at different stages and levels in your life.
Absolutely. So, Naomi, I know we're running out of time here. So I did. I don't know. Do you have your book with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I did, if you want to, it's up to you, want to have you or ask you, rather, if there was some passage in the book that you wanted to, you know, just a little snippet read for the readers, if you want to.
I'll just read this part right here. I went from the side chick to the main lady, and now the side chick slot is open.
Oh, wait.
Just think about that for a minute. Just think about that for a moment. That was the last sentence of the book.
So, Naomi, I know you said book two is under wraps, but is that sentence setting us up for book two, what to be looking forward to?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay.
That's why I read that particular sentence, because that is the setup for the coming of book two. That is the setup. Yes, ma'am. So you picked it up right away. Okay.
Okay. So, Naomi, can I have you read that just one more time, and then we're going to close out the show?
Sure. I went from the side chick to the main lady. And now the side chick slot is open.
All right, readers, and listeners, I want you to get Side Chick. You can get it on Amazon. It's available in paperback. It's available in Kindle. And it is available at Naomi's Store, Hebrew13FOUR.com. Have an awesomely amazing evening. Remember, you are an awesomely amazing individual. If nobody told you today, let me tell you, you are awesomely amazing. And make the rest of your week awesomely amazing. Naomi Washington Yates, thank you so much for being on Awesomely Amazing. And we definitely want to have you come back when your next book is out and chat with us about your next book.
I sure will. And thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Good night.
Good night.
If you're physically able, if you would stand to your feet right now, would you just raise your hands one more time toward heaven? And listen now. Let's just begin to worship him all over this building in the overflow. We're going to pray for every one of you that desire prayer tonight. The same anointing in here is flowing into that room right now. Just begin to worship him now, just for a few moments. Let's entertain his presence. Let's worship him right now. Just give him glory. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Tell him in your own way how much you love him. Tell him in your own way what he means to you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Precious Jesus. Sing praises to your name. Sing it with me. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole V.
And I'm super excited to be back and talking all things cruises. I am joined today by Princess Cruise Line sales manager, Madeline Costa. Madeline, thank you for being a part of the show today.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you today. I appreciate being able to talk about what a great experience going on a Princess Cruise can be.
Oh my gosh, it is the best. I actually just recently was with you on a cruise and doing some training for travel agents. And I tell you what, that is the most beautiful. The Ruby Princess is the most beautiful ship I've seen, the most relaxing. And I just had a blast. So I want to just kind of jump in and get started and tell us all the good things that's happening with Princess Cruise Line.
Well, this is a short show, so I can't talk about everything, but let me tell you about some of the cool things that we're doing. First of all, we have a new ship coming out this October, the Sky Princess, and she will be the 18th ship in our fleet. And she's going to be, you know, you and I just recently sailed on the Ruby Princess. She's that style, but then some. She's larger. There's more options on the ship, a lot more dining options and entertainment options. So we're really excited to see her and experience her for the first time. She starts over in Europe and then she'll do a crossing across the Atlantic and end up in Fort Lauderdale, where she will be sailing 7-day Eastern and Western Caribbean itinerary starting in December of this year. So we're excited about her, and she's going to be what we call an ocean-ready ship. And the ocean medallion is kind of our new thing that we have created and we are slowly implementing on our fleet. And it's really, I think the easiest way to describe it is it's a way to bring technology on board that will help elevate our level of service, so that our staff is more engaged with our guests on board instead of filling out forms and running back and forth and doing all the things that you would expect the ship staff to be doing for you and accommodating you with. But this is just going to enhance a level of service. So literally, Nicole, you can sit in your lounge chair, get on your phone, click a button, and a drink will appear. It
oh
is just going to be amazing. And some of the capabilities, if you're traveling with a bunch of friends, you'll be able to find each other around the ship just by the GPS that's part of this. You can play games. You've got all the daily activities right at your fingertips. And it's even going to start with when you arrive in Fort Lauderdale, there's no more checking in. You will be ocean ready. Your app will already be on your phone, and you literally arrive at the pier and step right on the ship. No hassles at all. So we're really excited.
That's going to be amazing.
It is. I mean, right now we have it on three ships, the Caribbean Princess, the Royal Princess, and the Regal Princess. And soon the Crown, and then following the Sky. So this fall, all of our Caribbean ships in the doing the 7 and 10 day sailings will all be ocean medallion capable. Plus, it's the fastest Wi-Fi at sea. Now, I'm a firm believer when you're on vacation, you know, don't be reading your emails, don't be working. But, you know, if you need to, it's going to be great internet. I think you probably saw that even on the Ruby Princess, how quick it was. Yeah.
It was very good. And, you know, I've been on several different cruise lines, but I kid you not, that one was absolutely wonderful. You know, and there was only a few things that I really wanted to do because, like you said, you don't really want to work. But there were some things I needed to do, and the Wi-Fi was super fast. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. So we're really excited. These are just some of the new things. You know, it's a constant, you're constantly updating ships. You're constantly looking for new features to offer the guests on board. You know, we are constantly evolutionizing and revolutionizing our product throughout the fleet. So, yeah, because right now, we have 18 ships. So,
well, we absolutely appreciate you all going the extra mile for our clients. This is awesome. And I know that's a feature that I would definitely promote because, oh my gosh, you don't have to wait. Everything is ready. Oh, I love it. So tell me, what specials are happening right now with Princess Cruise Line?
Well, you know, we've got a couple things that we're doing. If you have, you know, if your clients or your friends and family are looking to sail sometime maybe in the summer, late spring or early summer, there is a promotion going on that we call the Sail in the Savings promotion. And basically what this means from our perspective is any available inventory that we have left, we're selling it at a lower price. So if, you know, if you've got a last minute cruise you want to go on, check the prices. Some of the pricings are up to 40% off what the original rate was. So, you know, it's limited availability, certainly, but if you're looking to go quickly, you know, check with the sale into savings prices. If you are looking or considering sailing starting this fall through winter, spring of 2020, our current promotion is our Comeback New Sail, which is really a great promotion because depending upon the length of the cruise that you book or the type of cabin you purchase, you will get up to $600 per stateroom shipboard credit. And that's basically, you know, goes towards your onboard purchases of excursions or any gift items, any casino play, cocktails, specialty restaurants. So it's a really good value because not only are we offering some great pricing, but then in addition, you will also receive the onboard credits. And we've got prices for triples and quads starting at $99 a person per day. So that's a pretty good deal.
That's an awesome deal. That is an awesome deal. So those of you that are listening might want to take advantage of some of these things that are going on, the Comeback New and Sail into Savings. That's awesome. So Madeline, tell me, what type of client comes on a Princess cruise?
That's a great question because we really are what I at least consider to be a very good multi-generational cruise line. We have great kids programs, you know, anywhere from 3 to 17. There's 3 different age brackets for activities for kids. And I'll tell you what, very family friendly. We keep the kids so engaged and involved that mom and dad can have a good time too. You know, you travel as a family, but you also have your time to do your own thing. People that are more mature, they find Princess to be a very comfortable cruise line because there are areas on the ship where there's a lot of activity and a lot of cool things going on. I mean, you could dance up in the disco till 4 a.m. if you want. Or if you are the type of person that likes that cozy little deck chair and a good book, and you don't want to be bombarded with announcements and people harassing you, you can do that as well. So we really do run the gamut of a lot of activity, quiet areas, quiet time, and everything in between. So we really do, you know, we see a lot of groups traveling as, you know, the extended family, you know, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, the kids, aunts, uncles, and it's a great way to travel with Princess because it has that kind of appeal to kids and adults and everybody in between. We get a lot of honeymooners that go on Princess. So really, we kind of run the gamut of just about any age bracket is going to feel very comfortable and find enough activity to keep them busy on board.
That is true. You know, when I was on the Ruby Princess, I actually took advantage of doing a wine tasting. And I just had a great time doing a wine tasting on the cruise. And a lot of people don't know that you all offer different things like that. So what are some of the other activities that people can kind of jump in and take part of, you know, that's right there on the actual cruise ship?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have a partnership. Princess Cruise Lines has a partnership with the Discovery Network. So we offer a lot of kind of engaging types of programs and things on board. And again, if you're not interested in getting involved in them, you don't have to. But there's so many different activities. There's lectures. There's games that are going on. We have Voice of the Ocean on board. So if you, you know, are living out your fantasy of wanting to participate and be on the TV show The Voice, you can do that on your Princess ship. We've got great entertainment in the evening. Stephen Schwartz, who's a very well-known Broadway producer, he has created some shows for Princess. We've got a great variety of musical entertainment on board. You know, at any given time, you were on the Ruby Princess walking on deck 7. You could go from one area of the ship to the other. And as you're walking down the deck, you hear different types of music as you're walking, whether it's a piano player or a quartet or a soft rock band. There's always entertainers on board that are like musicians. Besides musicians, there's comedians and, you know, hypnotists and ventriloquists and, you know, all sorts of different entertainment. One of my favorites is Movies Under the Stars. I don't know if you were able to kick back and watch a movie on the Ruby, but I mean, imagine after you've been out and running around all day, you know, to kick back and get some popcorn and sit there and watch a giant movie and just kind of settle into your lounge chair and just enjoy. I mean, you know, you've got the stars above you and there you are laying there watching a great movie. So, there's a lot of, like you said, the wine tasting, and they have, you know, different demonstrations going on board. And if you're thinking of traveling over a holiday, I mean, Princess does holidays well. You know, you go at Christmas time, the ships are all decorated. You go on Halloween, you go into the dining room Halloween night and all the servers are dressed in costume. You saw with us on the ship, we disembarked on Valentine's Day and, you know, there were hearts everywhere. So we really do help people appreciate the holidays when they're sailing as well.
I love it. I love it. And I did. I had a great time there. And I think anybody that chooses Princess Cruise Lines will be just absolutely wowed. And I love that you guys give that wow factor. So let's talk about destinations, because I know a lot of people think that cruise lines only go to the Caribbean, whether it's, you know, Western Caribbean, Eastern Caribbean. Where else does Princess Cruise Line go?
Well, you know, we really are kind of tagged the destinational leader. And one of the reasons we are so strong with destinations is it's not just a question of taking a ship and placing it in a specific destination, but we really think about the overall itinerary and how it is presented to our guests. We are strong in Alaska. We're in the Alaska market from mid-May, early May through mid-September. We've been consecutively 12 years now named the top cruise line in Alaska. So we have a lot of varieties with not only Alaska cruises, but land tours to help you experience the Denali National Park area. Europe is a huge cruise destination because, you know, for people who seem to be a bit timid and maybe are a little bit more leery about the cuisine or the language barriers or the currency barriers, you know, sailing Europe from a ship is so wonderful because we bring the city to you each day. There's no packing and unpacking. And we've been sailing in Europe for 35 years, so we can offer, again, some great hands-on experience to our guests just because of our relationships with the local people in the various cities that we visit. If you're interested in going through the entire Panama Canal and experience that wonder of the world, we've got a lot of itineraries that do sail through the Panama Canal. And those are great for people who like the Caribbean because it's the Caribbean plus. You know, you're getting a little bit more exotic Central America. We've got great cruises off the West Coast if you want to head down to Mexico or do some Pacific coastal cruises. And then, of course, South America, great options there. We actually have 5 ships, believe it or not, Nicole, in Australia. So that if anyone is interested in the New Zealand or Australia market, there's some great opportunities for some cruises there, anywhere from 10 to 14 to 28 day sailings, as also South Pacific or Hawaii itineraries, and even Southeast Asia, where you can sail from the Orient. You can do 10 and 14 day sailings or do some 7 to 10 day sailings in Japan too. So really, you know, you can basically cruise the world. This year, actually, towards the end of this year, we're even going down to Antarctica, where part of our South America cruises are offering 4 days of actually cruising around Antarctica as well. So, wow. You know, for people looking for something unique and different, and the cruises are going to range anywhere from 5 days to, you know, you could do a world cruise for 111 days and actually sail the entire world if you'd like. So we like when people want to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And I actually saw that posted somewhere on social media, you know, about doing this 100-day cruise. And I was like, who has the time for that?
Retired folks do.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, yes.
And I'll say one of the cool things about, you know, a lot of these itineraries is they offer late night cruise departure. So, you know, a lot of hesitation, I know, for people that have never cruised is, well, I don't get to see the nightlife. I don't get to go into town at night because, you know, you have to be back on the ship so early. And a lot of these places, you know, even in, well, you know, we were in Cabo San Lucas overnight, so you could be off the ship all night having a good time. There are
Absolutely.
Certain itineraries, you know, Aruba, St. Petersburg, Russia, we stay overnight. So there's a lot of options to offer not only great excursions throughout the day when you're in a port of call, but there's a lot of excursions that are offered in the evening, too, that get you into the city and let you experience the city life at night as well, which is really important to a lot of people.
You know what? And actually, that was really important to me. I actually was able to do whale watching at night while I was in Cabo. And I tell you what, it was the most exhilarating experience ever. And I want to thank you all for putting that together because that was just amazing for me to be able to experience that. So I really do encourage people that are going on cruises, if there's an overnight, get off the ship and explore. Take an excursion, do something fun. It is well worth it. So Madeline, as we're wrapping up, I just want to kind of talk about if I'm a first-time cruiser, do you think Princess Cruise Lines is ideal for a first-time cruiser?
Well, you know I'm going to say, of course.
Yeah.
a first-time cruiser, I think the most important thing if you're considering going on a cruise is, first of all, think about where you actually want to go. You know, a lot of people for a first-time cruise will either start in the Caribbean, they will start in Mexico, or believe it or not, they will start in Alaska. Because a lot of people have no desire to do Caribbean cruises, but they want to see Alaska. The second thing I would say is think about how long you actually want to be gone. You know, we did a 5-night cruise, Nicole and I, but I'm a firm believer in 7 nights really gives you an opportunity to get away. When your first day and your last day, you're traveling. So, you know, that you got to take those out of the equations. And, you know, if you've never been on a cruise before, that first day you're on the ship, you're going to get lost for a while until you kind of get into it and appreciate and start finding little, nooks and crannies and finding some of the things that are unique to that particular ship. And then, you know, by day 2 or 3, you're really ready to rock and roll and enjoy your vacation. So, you know, look at the length of time and then look at the time of the year that you want to sail. You know, a lot of people mistakenly think that, well, summer is off season. Well, no, summer is not off season. Really, if you're looking for the best value in a Caribbean cruise, especially, fall is going to be the least expensive time to sail. You know, the rest of the year is really considered peak season. You know, Alaska's peak season because it's a short season. So, you know, if you're looking for the best price, definitely, you know, Nicole can help you with that, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Help you figure out what's the best for me. But if you've never sailed before, I think you'll find everything that you want on board a princess ship, because they're comfortable, they're luxury, but they're not overstated, so that you feel very comfortable. You've got the gamut of food. If you're a burger and fries person, you can have that every day. And if you're really wanting to try escargot and you're wanting to try some unique foods, that's a great opportunity to do so as well.
Well, I definitely appreciate you, Madeline, for being on here. I want to just give a couple of little shout-outs while we're on this radio show. When I was on that cruise line, I kid you not, I don't know what it was about the bed. The bed on the Princess cruise line, it is so incredibly comfortable. I did not want to get up every morning. It was so funny. I struggled. It was such a comfortable bed, such a good night's sleep. The food was amazing. The wine tasting experience was just top notch. And I really, really want to say thank you to Princess Cruise Lines. You guys go above and beyond, and we certainly appreciate all that you do. Madeline Costa, thank you for being a part of the show today. And if there's any last minute things you want to just throw out there, please feel free to do so.
I just want to say it's a pleasure to work with Nicole and, you know, anybody. Anytime you're looking to take a cruise, by all means, talk to her, because she is an expert on helping you plan the best vacation you possibly can. And of course, we both realize that a cruise vacation is without a doubt the best type of vacation you can take. And on Princess, it makes it even better.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much, Madeline. For
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. If you're interested in Princess Cruise Lines, need more information, feel free to reach out. Have a good Thursday.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.